This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. We're with Mireille Goyer. She is the international team leader of Women of Aviation Week, which sponsors Women of Aviation Week worldwide. And we had that about a month ago, and you've tabulated all the results. A town that nobody has heard of, probably south of Canada, is the worldwide champion for that week. Tell us all about Yellowknife Northwest Territories.
Well, in Yellowknife, we have a bush pilot, a bush helicopter pilot, as a matter of fact, Kirsten Brazier, who is extremely dedicated and extremely resourceful, as a good bush pilot should be. And she decided, when she heard through the grapevine about this Women of Aviation Week and all the trophies that were available, she decided that Yellowknife should be the most friendly airport in the world and should win that title. So she went and talked to businesses all around, because they were going to fly 206 helicopters, which obviously do not fly for free. So she needed people to help her fund the flights that she wanted to give. She did so well that she had 27 businesses of all sort in Yellowknife rallying around her, and funded all the flight, and then sent out advertising to invite girls to come and fly. And they flew for more than 6 hours. Four pilots flew for more than 6 hours and introduced over 400 girls and women to flying during one day.
Now that's a pile of money to fly fly all those helicopters for that length of time. All of that was donated?
All of that was donated. Even the food at the event, she had a significant static display. She had the Canadian military actually bring an Aurora, and she had Canadian North, who was one of the sponsors, bring in one of the 737. So everything was donated. The spirit of that community, which we give the award to the community, not to the airport, because that's a thing, that's not the people. That community really went all out, and they all rallied around her, and it's just one of those beautiful things to see.
Now, Frederick, Maryland was the defending champion for the most female pilot-friendly airport and came second this year, but it was certainly wasn't for want of interest, right?
That was not for lack of interest, as Victoria, who is the organizer there, actually had to put people on waiting list. Now, you would think maybe the girls and the women would be so interested because it was such a positive event last year. But in fact, she also had to put on a waiting list the pilots. Everybody wanted to fly and be part of that event as well there. And they actually added quite a few. Last year, they flew 185, and this year, they flew over 240. So they added quite a few girls and women who found out what flying is all about there.
We also had events in Idaho and Wyoming and Peterborough and Oshawa. This is your second go at it, Mireille. What are you learning from it, and what is the future of this event and its effect on aviation? What's going to happen?
Well, technically, it's actually the first time we do it, because the first year was when we started and celebrated the centennial, where I made that call during the week and encouraged people to go out and fly a girl. But it is the second year for Women of Aviation Week. The future is actually extremely bright. I mean, if it wasn't for Texas not being able to fly, we would have doubled our numbers since last year. And so I expect that to continue to be so. But it is, so far it is mostly about flight, and this was never meant to be just about flight. It's Women of Aviation, it's not Women Pilots Week. So we are planning to expand in many different ways still using the same format, which is a competition-based format, friendly competition, but still competition. People, I have found, need a reason to do things. They need a motivation to take action. And all friendly competition is offering them just that. As a matter of fact, one thing that I find interesting besides all those events that obviously get the most attention is those individual flights where pilots use this week as an excuse to get somebody that they know, a girl or a woman, to actually try it out because it's their week and they should. It's their challenge. They should be coming and taking a flight. And so I found that to be quite inspirational. But we will expand to include more projects, more competition, and especially schools. We want competition at the school level.
So what is the effect on aviation? Are we seeing more girls, more women, becoming interested in aviation, and are they actually putting down the money and climbing in the left seat and learning how to fly?
They are, actually. You know that also as part of this week we had a major event in Europe. And before the event, there was a video contest competition. And one of the girls who was involved in trying to win that contest was a finalist and did come to Europe also. He's actually taking flying lesson, and she did the ground school. She took it on the airplane with her to Europe, and she's ready to learn to fly. But there are also people who sent me an email afterwards when I sent certificate to everyone and said, I decided I want to learn to fly. I can tell you of two cases that I know of, one in Quebec, the other one in Ontario. But I also have some of these cases in Frederick and one of them in Wyoming, where, yes, they are taking the next step. Although what we are doing is not, you know, it's more of a soft sell type of a program in terms of it's as important to change mindset as it is to get actual people run into the airport, which of course we do want, but to change the mindset and create a positive way of looking at aviation is as important. And when I look at feedback, and after people have had that experience, 92% of them are telling me they would consider becoming involved in aviation. It doesn't have to be as a pilot, becoming involved in aviation. That means that we have done a job and really change our image as a positive, welcoming, friendly image. And that's as important because, as I said, we cannot fly everybody. We will never fly everybody. So we need to create an image that makes people want to come on their own as well, not just try to get everybody up flying.
We will be following the progress of this project because it does happen throughout the year. Nice to talk to you again, Mireille. Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.